Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So it is a five-step process, or this particular method can be broken down into five steps.
Yes, my favorite conflict resolution method is the five-step process. And it's helpful to remember because you have five fingers. So if you're in the moment, you can sort of remember like, oh, which one am I on? So the process goes sort of like this. First of all, everyone needs to calm down, yourself included as the nanny. You need to calm down. Both children need to calm down. So some tactics to do this are to say, okay, we're all going to take deep breaths, or let's all count to 10, or let's look at each other's eyes and say what color they are. And then by the time people are done screaming or yelling, they're actually able to talk and listen. Mm-hmm. So that sometimes can take some time, and some children aren't necessarily willing to do that at first. So you need to really try to find ways that work for that child.
Right.
And you need to probably do them with them so that they don't feel like it's a punishment. So that's step one, is everybody calms down. Step two is we hear a child's side of the story. You have to assure both children, though. You have to say, you know, Timmy, you're going to get a chance to tell me your side of the story. I really want to hear it. Right now, we're going to listen to Steve's side of the story, and then I'm going to listen to you. But first, let's listen to Steve. And so Steve gets to tell his side of the story, and it's usually something like, Tim took that and hit me, and it made me upset, and I had it first. So then you listen, and then you restate what they've said without accusing the other child. Mm-hmm. So you take out bad, good value judgments.
Right.
So you say, it sounds like you had this toy. Tim maybe wanted to play with it, and he took it from you, and that made you feel really upset. The child's like, yes. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, now we're going to listen to Tim. And then you turn and you listen to Tim, and Tim says, well, I was playing with it earlier today, and then Steve had it, and he shook it in my face, and I realized I needed it, and then I went to take it, and he hit me. And so you'd say, okay, so you were playing with it and you really still wanted to play with it. And when Tim held it up, you remembered how much you wanted to play with it. And you got upset and tried to take it from him. And he's like, yeah. And then you restate the problem a third time. So that's steps one, two, and three. Step one, calm everyone down. Step two, listen to one child and restate their side of the story. Step three, listen to the other child, restate their side of the story in neutral terms.
Right.
Step four, you restate the whole problem so that they can understand what's happening, their sides in the context of the whole situation. So it sounds like, gosh, it sounds like we have two boys who really want to play with the same toy and we only have one toy.
Right.
Step four. And then you say, and this part is so important, I wonder what we could do about that. And then you stop. That's step five.
Stop.
You stop talking. And you look like you're thinking. You often know what you could do about this because you're in this for a reason. You know, that's why a lot of nannies want to step in immediately, because you have a good sense of what's right and what's wrong and what's fair and what's not. But you need to allow the children to have an opportunity to try. So you look like you're thinking. Sometimes what I do in this time is I count to 20 and look at the children and look like I'm thinking. And then they're going to throw out some ideas. And you want them, the point here is no idea is wrong. They're allowed to throw out ideas. So usually the first idea is like, well, I could have it and he could go away. And you're like, okay, so Tim, you could have it and Steve could go away. And then you turn to Steve and you say, Steve, does that sound fair to you? And Steve will likely be like, No.
No.
And so you go, okay, so that's not fair to Steve. So let's keep thinking. And then you maybe count to 20 again. And then Steve will usually say something similar where it's like, well, maybe I could have it. And then he could have it next, but I can have it for 20 minutes and he can have it tomorrow. And you say, okay, so maybe Steve could have it first and then you could have it next, Tim. And does that sound fair to you if you have it tomorrow and he has it today? And Tim will say no.
Right.
And then you get to a point where, and they're coming up with the ideas, right? Mm-hmm. Is the point of this, is they're actively a part of the problem solving process.
Right.
And so they're coming up with these ideas and eventually they'll get to one that sounds fair to both of them,
mm-hmm.
which here's the important part. It might not sound like an appropriate solution to you as the adult.
How about we hack the toy in two with a giant knife?
Yeah. And sometimes you can't accept it. Like you're like, oh, you know, like I like the idea that you want to share it. You really want to make it fair. But we can't break our toys at school. We need to respect our toys or we won't have toys to play with. What else could we think of? So if it's a safe solution and a non-destructive solution, and it's not something you necessarily agree with, you really need to like let them have it.
Right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.